Okay. They ever talk about an evener?
Yeah, that was called an evener.
The single tray?
The whole thing.
Oh, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Man had a load of wood in a wagon. He was going from here to there. You might say he's doing what to the wood? He's
hauling the wood.
Hauling.
Uh-huh.
The tool that you break up the ground with is the
plow.
Then you go over it with a
harrow. Or drag, either one.
You ever have a stone boat? Or do you call it?
Oh, yeah. We never used one very much. We never had, as I say, we didn't have the boulders out in the field.
Okay. How about different kinds of sleds, from small to large? What do you call them?
Well, the bobsled was the big one.
A lot of people ride on it.
Yeah. That took two horses to pull it.
How about the runners on that? Were they just big long one, or they have one for each wheel?
Same as one for each wheel. It'd be four runners.
What would be the one with just a long two?
That's the cutter or sleigh. Either one.
Just a couple people riding that.
Yes. Yeah. That'd be just for two.
And then just a small one to call a sled.
It's just a sled, yeah.
That's not yours, then?
Yeah. No.
The thing that a man would use to saw, if you want to saw up some wood for fire, he'd put the
on a sawbuck?
Sawbuck. Now, a carpenter has one shaped like an A, not an X.
Yeah.
He calls that a
horse. That's a horse.
Just a horse.
Sawhorse.
Or sawhorse. And if you want to get your hair out of your eyes, you might use a comb, you might use a
brush.
And if you want to sharpen your straight razor, you sharpen it on a
straw.
And you go hunting with a rifle, you better take some ammunition, which you might call a
shell.
With a rifle, would that be a shotgun or both?
Both.
Another word for shell would be a cartridge.
The cartridge, yeah. That takes too much work, say cartridge.
Say shell instead.
Just say shell too much.
Some homemade toys they used to have would be they take a board and put it over a sawhorse.
Teeter totter.
And they used to have one to go around, the kids would jump on.
Merry go round?
You ever have a juggling board?
No.
Okay. You want to bring coal in, you bring it in a
coal scuttle.
And you want take some dirt from the front yard to the backyard, you'd put it in a
wheelbarrow.
And you want to sharpen your scythe if you're out in the field and had a scythe, you'd sharpen it
with a whetstone.
And if you had time, take it back to the barn, you might sharpen it on
On the grindstone. Only now we use the emery wheel.
Uh-huh. Right. If your axle is squeaking, you'd probably say, I guess I better
grease the wagon.
And after
whatever.
That's what I'm after.
Yeah.
After you fry eggs in the morning, you have to wash the frying pan because it's so, it's not dirty. You would say the pan is, after you fried something in it, the pan's kind of...
it's dirty.
Or if you say, if you had grease in it, pan would be...
Well, it'll be greasy.
Greasy.
Yeah, it'll be greasy, that's right.
Try some.
They intermingle.
That's one of the first words you use. Before electric lights, they used to have lamps. They put what in them?
Kerosene.
And until just recently, if you had a flat tire, you used to have a patch put on the inner...
The inner tube, yeah.
If you go fishing on the river, you probably go out in your... Not in a canoe, but in a...
In a boat.
And to get the boat from the land into the water, you say, I'm going to
launch it.
And I'd hand you some pencils and then ask for them. You'd say, here, pencils, here. What would you put in the middle? Begin it with here and end it with pencils and say, here.
Here are your pencils.